Log Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007, sanctioned by...
From anywhere he darn well pleases, weighing 333 pounds, Finn Christian!
But you know that I know, that you're only half the man that I am! And I have half the brain that you do!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, the radio show that does for wrestling what lobotomies do for Sid Vicious.
Oh, man.
Nothing?
Pretty much.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's introduce our panel tonight, first of all. Well, although there was a technical error on the last show, we'd like to rectify that by playing this.
Kyle's mom is a stupid bitch in D minor. Well, Kyle's mom's a bitch, she's a big fat bitch, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world, she's a stupid bitch, if there ever was a bitch, she's a bitch to all the boys and girls. Monday she's a bitch, on Tuesday she's a bitch, and Wednesday to Saturday she's a bitch.
Alright, cut it. That was supposed to be the intro for Nikki Amon.
Because I couldn't find my other intro on there, but what I really wanted to say was that with so many wrestlers writing books, that we know that the straight-edge savior CM Punk has already taken care of that. It's been published in a larger body of work known as the Bible. At least I think that's what Philippians was.
The next up we have Jim, yes, my tan is real, Williams.
You know, I could say something witty wrestling-related, but I just watched one of the greatest Game 7s in hockey history, Flyers all the way. I'm okay now, thank you.
You're welcome. And then we have Typho.
And I'm riding on an all-time high now. Because of the birth of the 21st century, two dudes with attitude, Curt Hawkins, Vance Archer. Greatest tag team of all time. Write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Who championship?
The world titles between them is going to be astronomical.
What's the over-under on that, by the way?
I'll take the under.
I said Vance takes at least 6 world titles.
You think so?
No doubt.
No doubt indeed. Well, we got kind of a bit to talk about. We are supposed to have Trista on in a couple minutes, so while we're waiting for that, let's talk about one of the major things that has been going on in the world of professional wrestling this week. Jeff Hardy's trial has been pushed back again. It's now being pushed back to June 2nd, I do believe. First week of June. And going by scheduling for tapings, I think Jeff will be fine. They can get him taped all the way to Slammiversary and he should be okay.
This trial will actually happen sometime in 2052.
He'll probably be dead.
And they'll still want
to. They'll push it back again for his funeral.
Yes.
Yeah, well, statute of limitations only runs for so long, he'd get off anyways.
I'm kind of surprised that they didn't try to get it in right now, because this was a week where they were in between tapings, I believe, new content for next week.
Mm-hmm.
So this would have been a perfect time for Jeff to go over there and take care of his business and then he could come back and start falling off of things again.
Yeah, but then again, we have to wonder who pushed this back. Do we know who pushed this back? Oh, here's Trista now. Hey, Trista.
Hi, it's me.
Yay.
On time as usual. I know.
You're on indie time, Trista. I understand.
She just wanted to make an entrance, that's all, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm bowing, but you can't tell.
I think what we need to do now is have a horror story in independent wrestling.
Can't be me. I had a blast at IWA East Coast.
We're talking about
music for this segment.
Fine. Let's see what we got. This one.
That works.
Close enough.
So, Trista, you went to Dragon's Gate.
I did. Last weekend.
And you have a horror story from that show.
Yeah. People can't do math. Simple math. But that wasn't my problem. It was my friend's. Which kind of makes it funnier. It's funny when he has to put up with people that can't do simple math. Which is really funny. I don't do the story justice. He definitely had to be there for it. Should I continue?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
So we get into the building, mingle with people, because we all know people that are there and whatever, because they're all, like, ROH people that we see. And then he's like, I'm going to go, like, at the merch table. And I'm like, I don't want to be by myself, because there's creepy guys that go to ROH shows, and I don't like being around them. So I go with my friend. And then he takes up two DVDs. One DVD was $20. Another DVD was $15, which brings us to a total of
$35.
Right. Super hard math.
Let me get my paper out.
So he gives the guy two 20s, which brings us to $40. But he's only buying $35, which means he gets $5 in change. I don't know if it's because we have funny money in Canada, because, like, our $5 bill is blue and our green dollar bill, or our $20 bill is green. So my friend gives the guy $40, and he freezes and just stares at it. And he goes, And my friend goes, what? And the guy's like, he just stands there, and he's, like, shaking. And then my friend's like, dude, $5. And the guy goes, what? And the friend goes, you owe me $5. And the guy goes, And it's like, and she had to explain the math to him. And there was a line behind us. And all these people need change, too, because of the weird prices on the table. So we somehow got $5 from someone in the back of the line. And, yeah, that's my horror story. Just high spots. Get better security and get people that can do math.
I have a quick question, Trista. This person who was selling the items, did they have what looked appear? Did they have a dunce cap on by chance? Just asking.
You would think, or maybe like a shirt that says "I'm a stupid" and an arrow pointing up, but they don't have that on either. So, yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
40 takeaway, $35. So yeah, great show though. Awesome. I'm in love with Yamato. Great, great show. He's my background on my phone. Hey, Nikki, I'll send you the picture because I know you'll appreciate it.
Oh, show me.
I don't think it's appropriate for the boys. So this is just...
No, they're not allowed to do this.
What,
I
is
don't
he,
want to know.
They want to. Well,
is
Rob
he naked?
Might.
Yeah. Thank you for saying it, not me.
So that's my story. I'm sure, Nikki, you had your stories?
Well, I was gonna throw one in since you're talking about merch. Wednesday night, me and Super Oprah went to IWA East Coast host in picturesque downtown Nitro, West Virginia.
Oh, no.
So Madman Pondo was running it, and he knows me from a couple of shows, and he didn't have anything for me, but he said, by all means, go ahead and, you know, go ahead and suit up and just take in the show. So while I'm walking around backstage, it turns out that some of the names that were there were a handful of Ring of Honor guys. Hero was there. Bret Titus was there. Roderick Strong was there. But the one that really made me stop in my tracks was Balls Mahoney.
Oh.
I walk up to Balls and I offer him my hand, and he says, yeah, you look familiar. And I'm expecting him in any minute to just choke me out. Because the last couple times I've run into him at when he was still working for the WWE, oh, he didn't like me for some reason. So he says, no, I remember you. I remember you. He shook my hand. He gave me a hug. Hey, you're that Nikki chick. You're the Heyman girl. So I end up helping a friend of his work in the gimmick table. And for beat up old guy from Nutley, New Jersey, he had his tech in order, except it was just kind of funny. He had a digital camera. He'd take a picture. He'd have somebody take his picture. And then he'd take the chip out and run over to this little printer and print everything out. I'm like, Balls, let me do that. Go make some money. Let me do that. but he was in the best mood I have ever seen him in. I guess it's because he probably got paid that night.
Oh, well, there you go.
I hear he doesn't handle getting stiffed well.
I was going to say, I'd pay $100 for a video of Balls Mahoney pounding on Madman Pondo's door going, hey, what the hell, man? You told me you were going to, you told me 200.
Wow.
Fun times.
Very fun times. Very fun times.
Would he slow
very
the
cool
knock down on the door so people could chant along with it? Balls. Balls.
Balls.
Balls. Balls.
Oh, balls. Oh, man.
But yeah, it was a good time. I survived the night with dealing with him, dealing with the ROH guys, dealing with Irish Airborne, dealing with our favorite boy in stripes, and Jabari and Rhett Titus really messing with him during their match. So we have other
there
things to talk about. So we got a lot of other things to talk about, but I had to get that in there.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
We do have a lot to talk about, and we will get to that after we have a little history lesson with you.
And now, the North American Wrestling Connection proudly presents Great Moments in Rap History.
You dress up like the flag. Somebody get him a pole. Oh, no. I know how you can get one. Go on a date with Michael Cole.
This has been Great Moments in Rap History.
Welcome back, friends.
Hello, friends.
So, on our agenda, we have a damn good Raw, a damn awful Impact, and a damn disappointing NXT elimination. Times three.
Indeed.
Didn't they kick everybody off the show?
It'd be a
why,
bad
so Drew McIntyre could win something he doesn't really deserve?
They can't kick Matt Striker off of NXT. He likes it too much.
He's Wink Martindale, remember? Yes.
Yes, who knows? Maybe in this time, 1 year from now, he'll have a crappy hidden camera game show on GSN.
Oh! Speaking of cable, before we delve into the WWE stuff, can I did anybody hear the news about HDNet this week?
No.
Well, this is of interest to me and to Rob, where he's in Seattle and I'm in Philly. HDNet is actually going to be on Comcast in Philly, San Francisco, Detroit, Seattle, and Portland. Of course, that means bigger coverage of MMA and certain wrestling promotion. So that's the starting up. It doesn't say when specifically the rollout is. It's later this year is what they say. This was as of May 11th, so I just thought I might bring that up.
That sounds like good news even for Trista.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I already get HDNet, but I'm super happy that ROH will be more exposed to more areas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Trista, you need to watch this past week's Ring of Honor if you haven't already.
I forgot to tape it. Shit, why didn't I tape it?
Because I needed somebody to make an animated GIF of Brandon Tull falling on his face.
I forget why I didn't tape it. I know it's because I usually watch How I Met Your Mother at 8 o'clock, but I forget why I didn't tape the replay.
Okay.
Because
I need this gift. Brandon ran out to the ring and slipped and fell on his stuff.
You need this before Matthew gets it.
Nikki?
Yes?
Kenny King last week in the jeans? Yeah. It was nice.
There.
So yeah, let's talk Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
Let's do.
Sorry to break you away from Kenny King's butt.
No, don't worry. I can't look at it until the show's over. My phone won't let me.
Oh darn.
Let's get on with Raw. The idiot
yes.
Around his neck. Who let the boogeyman back in?
Nobody, because it was Flavor Flav.
Yeah, boy!
And, well, first of all on the show, we had something interesting happening. Edge came out.
Yay.
And said that he complained to WWE about guest hosts having too much power. So, the power has been stripped a little bit. But then he says we need a permanent GM. So...
Yes.
Damn it, Edge, you have my number.
No.
So, Custom Vicky G is back.
Yay. My mentor.
Which leads to pretty much... Oh, shut up! I said shut up! I'm trying to do a show here, Vicky! I said shut up!
Quick, go to commercial. Just play anything.
Okay. She makes a match between... Yes, the show's going to be so much different come June. What was I getting? Oh, yeah. Vicky Guerrero makes a handicap match between Randy Orton and versus Edge and a partner of his choosing. A mystery partner. So to speak.
It turns out it wasn't Meatloaf, and I demand to know what makes Randy Orton face for RKOing a rock legend.
It's
the
Meatloaf.
Same person who thought he'd be face when he RKO'd Wayne Brady.
That was
awesome. To which Wayne Brady got up after the show and replied, "Does Wayne Brady have to choke a bitch?"
Thank you very much.
What did you say, Trista?
Wayne Brady getting RKO'd was awesome.
I continue to protest him RKO'ing me. Meatloaf will always be a better musician ever than Flavor Flav. Sorry.
No argument here.
So. So, but go on.
I'm sorry, I'm being distracted by mediocre and god-awful.
That's no way to talk about your family, sir.
My mom is from mediocre, my brother is far from god-awful. I mean, on my TV right now is SmackDown, Beth Phoenix versus Rosa Mendez. Vicky Guerrero comes out and changes it from Rosa Mendez versus Beth Phoenix to Beth Phoenix versus Team Lay Cool for the title. We'll have more information on this later on when we talk about SmackDown.
Kind of important, yes.
It is kind of important.
It's, yeah.
But it seems like everything was on for Raw this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because they're actually using their whole roster for once.
That's true.
Instead of like four people.
Jillian, I know Jillian Hall was one of them, unless she works, no, she works Superstars.
Yeah, she works Superstars.
Every active person works except for that one guy, but we don't need to mention him.
Yes. Well, it's important to show depth of card and give everybody a chance. It can build a better product by and large. People get tired of the same storylines and the same dog and pony show, shall we say. So, there
doesn't help their main event.
Well, yeah, that's the one problematic thing, but, you know, variety's the spice of life, they say.
Yeah. Another interesting thing about Raw, which happened this week, was, God, I forgot.
William Regal, come on.
We will talk about him later.
Yes, we will.
Okay. Yes, we must.
It was epic.
And how sad is that Flavor Flav was much better on commentary than Michael Cole and the King combined?
I disagree.
Well.
Sorry, you reminded me of idiots from Akron, so never, just don't mind me.
I understand.
Okay, Flavor Flav was better than Michael Cole.
Agreed.
Well, it's easier to make a list of who's not better than Michael Cole on commentary. That'll be a short one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don West, Mark Madden.
That's about it.
Redneck sounding guy from NCW Wildside back a few years ago. Steve Martin, I think his name was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still demand Chris
Cross.
Cross on Raw.
Oh, that jackass from that female bimbo show on Byte TV.
I don't know what you're talking about there. What's the name of that show?
I don't know. Let's forget it and move on.
Yes.
You'll have NXT and Impact and SmackDown in a minute, but first, I know the history lesson.
And now, the North American Wrestling Connection proudly presents Great Moments in Rap History. This has been Great Moments in Rap History.
One life!
It'd have been better if the last 20 seconds didn't just go away.
The days of the good old Brian Hebner beatbox.
Woo! Classic.
I'd like to know that Brian Hebner now has a job.
I'm still waiting for him to beatbox on Impact.
Wait till
Pretty sure that would shoot the rating up.
Well,
wait
first
till
TNA
back.
Has to catch up and make it to the year 2002.
Ooh.
In the
90s. Oh.
They'll have him.
They got Kendrick. They got Brian Hebner. Let's get it going.
They just need to get rid of some of their dead weight. Like,
well, they dumped the Nasty Boys and Bubba the Love Sponge. That's about 5,000 pounds of dead weight.
Pretty much.
I'm trying to think. We didn't have the we don't have the He's Fat for typo, so I'll just play this.
Screw your moves.
Well, that's like my favorite sound bite.
Or Tom Kill.
That works for Brian Knobs.
Mm-hmm.
One was for Jerry Sags because, you know, he could actually keep himself in shape.
Yeah.
Or decent or a little below average shape.
Something akin to that. Mm-hmm.
Brian Knobs had to get ready because he had to be the loudmouth of the Tampa Bay Rays games every month.
And he had to prep for his epic role on Carney Wilson, I'm Stapled, Unstable Me, Please.
Because he was enjoying the afternoons doing,
Yes, I threw Carney Wilson Unwashable into the room.
Oh. Thank you, no problem. You couldn't just hold on for one more day? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's getting hide and raped as we speak.
Actually, Colonel Wilson might like that.
I'll
friend, bitch.
I'm going to be sick.
Jim, you know you'd bang Carney Wilson and you know it.
If the price was right. Moving on. Everybody's got a price for the million-pound man, yes.
I thought the million-pound man was Chris Palmer.
Ooh! Ooh, he is being told that later. All right, we digress.
I can't help it. I helped a friend move yesterday. I'm cranky! You know what also makes you cranky?
What?
A god-awful impact!
How awful?
How bad was it?
It was so bad I'd rather watch an episode of Wrestlewicious.
Ooh!
Yay!
Now, we had mentioned last week there were the spoilers that Hogan and such weren't going to be involved as much. I didn't catch much of Impact. Did they renege on that?
Yep.
I figured.
Old big time.
I'll set up a couple of reasons why I think that this is ugh.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of moments where I thought, fuck it, I will play a crappy video game.
Mm-hmm. Moment number one.
It was Matt Morgan versus Generation Me. Yeah, you know, Matt Morgan's prepping himself for Ink Ink as Sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
He destroys him. Morgan sends a message to Hogan, or tries. Samoa Joe comes out and kicks his ass. So while he's dazed, we hear... I'm thinking, oh, fuck. And I see Kevin Nash with a briefcase, thinking, oh, fuck, I forgot he won that damn thing.
I thought they forgot, too.
I wish. But they did not.
Nikki's favorite tag team wins the belt. And that's when she stopped watching. And she was in so much of a spiral that I had to call her and tell her that I found a certain thing for her.
No, we can talk about it. Or at least, do you have the soundbite for it?
About the video game system or the band winning the tag belts?
No, I thought I was gonna make a joke, but I wish I had control of the soundboard right now, I'd be hitting a button.
Oh, this one.
Oh, hey!
Wrong one?
Yeah.
Oh, this
one. Three was a win. Just for the six of you that are actually listening to the show tonight, I am a collector of old video game systems.
Oh. I think I know what it is what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Arne Richfield.
Yeah, take a look. It's a new time.
That's right.
And it's probably from when the soundbite actually happened. What Mr. Seidelman has found for me is an authentic first-generation video games era Odyssey 2 video game system, one of the most obscure of the era.
Oh, sweet.
It is in the box, it is complete, and it works.
Is it in Gem Mint 10 condition?
I saw it, Jim. You know what?
What?
I saw the box. It's more Gem Mint 9.
Gem Mint 9, big dialing people. Sorry.
NRFB, anyway, no,
Jim, it's so Gem Mint 9, it even has the original price tag on it.
Damn.
So, hot diggity damn, and on top of this, when it arrives on my doorstep, I'm going to connect it, set it up, and play the banned game of that Odyssey 2 made.
Mm-hmm.
Which is called Casey Munchkin. It was a Pac-Man ripoff. Sally got mad and the game got pulled. But I found one when Mr. Seidelman came to my neighborhood and we found a used video game store.
Mm-hmm.
With the hopes that someday I would have this system and this Gem Mint 9 will be in my hands somewhere in the next 2 weeks, I think.
Yes, I'm picking up you're PayPaling them this weekend, I think. I will be over in Seattle on Wednesday because I have some stuff to take care of over there anyways.
Yes.
So Nikki will be playing her Odyssey gaming system instead of watching Impact. So that's good.
That's my plan for next Thursday night.
Yeah.
Nikki, I am not sending that thing express mail.
Damn it. Okay, fine. I'll just play Tornado. Okay.
There you go.
I got a better one for you.
What do you
sit down, you play Dragon Warrior 4.
Yeah, I can do that. In a way, I still play Tornado, but back to the show, please.
Okay. Yes. Another thing that rightfully pissed me off was the storyline that we had about somebody brutalizing Chelsea. Making her cry and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out... What's going on, Trista?
I hear bemused laughter from the Great White North.
Yeah, I was just laughing. Because I don't
know. Come on, Rob.
I don't know.
Come on, Rob.
Don't mind me.
All right. We'll have you back when we talk about NXT, okay? Which is in a minute.
Okay. I'll be here.
Okay.
Yay.
Then we have this whole storyline about who attacked Chelsea. A lot of people backstage knew who it was, but they couldn't say anything. They thought this is going to shatter TNA, its core. It was turned out that it was Abyss. Abyss pleads innocence, and he got hauled off to the police station. They couldn't put... Here's how inept TNA is. They can't apply handcuffs properly.
I knew that was coming.
So Abyss had to hold the handcuffs like he was being cuffed.
He was
Hogan
very
had
cooperative.
To... Yeah. Abyss dropped his head down, so he had to unmask because the cops said he had to. And how inept is TNA again? They got a clear shot of Abyss's face.
Oh, God. Proof positive that TNA is run by 5-year-olds who eat crayons.
His name is Vince Russo.
And to think the only thing I was going to complain about was that Hogan was going to try to help Abyss get out of jail. Yeah, that worked real good for your kid, didn't it?
Didn't they do this storyline in WCW, but with Elizabeth and Goldberg?
Yes, they did, but they did it too early in the show, so Goldberg managed to find his way back after he beat up the cops.
Right. Oh, this was a However, you forget one important thing. This caused the moment that was the finger poke of doom.
And then an epic Goldberg beatdown.
Ugh.
With nonsensical turns by people like Lex Luger.
Yep. And then Orlando Jordan came out.
And everybody ran away screaming.
And then
Mommy
he had a match.
Mommy, hide me!
Yes.
Mommy, hide me! He's scary! He's bisexual! I'm proud of it!
At least he isn't that asexual icon character Craig Kilborn used to play, so.
Ouch.
Craig Kilborn's back on TV,
isn't
he?
You know what I like about Orlando Jordan? His catchphrase is a line from his WWE theme song.
Which is?
I do what I want to, say what I want to, act how I want to.
Holy crap,
that was one of
that
the
is.
Lines of his theme song in the WWE.
Creative, you've got a lawsuit.
Hopefully next week he'll start saying that there's nothing new but the money, yep.
Okay. I think we lambasted TNA much, do you think?
Yeah,
we could go all night, but we should talk about other things.
Yes.
Yes, we will right after another history lesson.
Last one, I promise.
And now, the North American Wrestling Connection proudly presents Great Moments in Rap History.
Straight out of Blackpool, I'm William Regal. My rhyme's so intense, they shouldn't be legal. My style is refined, not crude and crass. I'll keep you grounded like volcanic ash. I'll take you down, rung by rung. I'm just like British Parliament. I'm completely hung. Straight up gangster tripping. Yes, boy.
This has been Great Moments in Rap History.
And the correct way to say it is, yeah, boy!
Word.
To your mama. Yeah.
The only thing missing was Tomko.
Or
no.
Prime Time coming in for the dance.
Yes.
From SummerSlam 07.
That particular dance with Regal wearing the hat sideways and skipping along behind them.
Yep.
I kind of like the concept of Regal and R-Truth putting together an album, kind of like the new version of Ebony and Ivory. But that's just me.
Paging Eric, Minnesota, I want a mashup now. What's up with Regal's old London Calling theme that he had in, when he was tagging with Tajiri?
Oh, there you go.
But
now let's talk NXT.
Yes.
Yes.
We had an interesting development on NXT.
Mm-hmm.
We had all 8 rookies out front, and then Michael Tarver gets pointed to the big screen. Do you deserve to be on? Who do you think should be eliminated? Me. Because it means all the other people are safe. No shit.
Yeah, because you suck in the ring, man. Nobody can trust you as a worker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
Well,
sorry.
To be honest, this app, he's only been in the WWE and FCW, I think, for less than a year, so he's still green. And I mean green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, greener than Finley Singlet. That's why they booted him off.
Yeah. And then he goes to Daniel Bryan. Points up to the monitor. Who deserves to be eliminated? I haven't won a match. Guess it's me. Well, rewind back to Monday. He pinned Santino for his first ever WWE win. Now we're in NXT. And he is eliminated.
If I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was Santino.
Yeah.
Jillian Hall and Santino on the right night.
Santino can pin Santino on the right night.
Holy pasta fagioli.
Hope that wasn't Mantar.
God.
But yes, Danielson gets eliminated, which still baffles me.
But wait!
Hell no!
That's right, Vince McMahon. Daniel Bryan gives his elimination interview, and then Daniel Bryan is dead.
May he rest in peace.
The group blew him up? I missed that.
Risen out of the ashes. Trista?
My favorite wrestler of all time.
No, not Tyler Black.
And not Chris Hero. Boo!
Somebody called the best wrestler in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know his name, Trista?
Well, I do, but I don't think it makes any sense because Edge is already on the Raw roster. So.
Oh,
you're not
man.
In a corporation, Rob.
Typo, bail me out.
See, I believe that his name would be the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson.
Thank you.
Oh, him. I've heard of him.
Yes.
Right.
Are you sure that's him? The one that I knew looked like Chuck Norris.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Chuck fact number 743. Chuck Norris sleeps. Only when Bryan Danielson tells him to.
Is that before or after he wakes up from a Bryan Danielson match? Oh.
I want bald with the big beard Bryan Danielson back.
No. Full head of hair, full beard. When he's completely clean shaven, he looks like a freaking duck.
Quack, quack.
Little baby Huey or something, yes.
At that. I'm bad. Oh, wait.
Yes.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
Yeah, exactly.
So now we get to the eliminations.
The
plan. Elimination.
Yes.
The third one in the night. So we have the pros poll. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Wade Barrett.
Fitting.
Hey.
Number two, David fucking Otunga. Save those snores for later.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Justin Gabriel.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Heath Slater.
Who's going to blow your mind in NXT, among other things.
Oh, I heard he blows other stuff, if you know what I mean.
Oh! Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wait,
oh,
I thought we were still talking about Justin Gabriel. Never mind. Moving on.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa! All right, go on.
C-ball, bus ball. Yes.
Now we get to the final two, the bottom two. Darren Young versus some guy named Skip Sheffield.
What to do?
Yep,
and the person eliminated is coming up right after this or after More Deal or No Deal.
Thank you, Ryan Seacrest on Acid.
Do not make me reach through the phone.
Fine,
like
I'll tell you who is eliminated right after this!
Oh, no.
Okay, Skip Sheffield got eliminated.
Stone Cold HBK, yes.
Boo. Cowboy Silverback.
While the eliminated people are reverting back to old gimmicks, I was hoping Skip Sheffield would turn into Ryback again and bring out the Terminator music and start No Cell.
There you go. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't Ryback be under siege?
Hmm.
Then we need somebody who acts like Steven Seagal.
Which version of Steven Seagal? Steven Seagal the badass, or Steven Seagal the guy who looks like he had too many hamburgers as a cop?
That'd be Tomko either way.
Yeah, good point, yeah. Touché.
So now let's talk about SmackDown before we delve into Pick'ems.
Yes.
So we had a tournament. And the finals were tonight.
Yay.
Yes, they were.
Your winner of the tournament? Nobody, because it was completely fucking pointless anyways.
Exactly.
Because Drew McIntyre came out in a wardrobe that not even Don Johnson would wear from the 80s.
Tubbs might, but Johnson wouldn't, no.
What, lose your suit McIntyre? Sure, why
yeah.
not? You just have the hair for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gives Teddy Long a letter. Kofi Kingston, who won the match, gets fucked over.
Why am I not
Thank
shocked
you.
By that?
Yeah. Thank you, Drew.
I like Drew McIntyre.
I will say this. It breeds the heat on him that much more, and if that's character development, well, still, you're right, Snort.
No, well, personally, I think it would have been fine if they had waited a couple more weeks. If Drew sprung this on them at the SmackDown after Over the Limit, and I'm not saying this because I'm going to be at that show.
Hint, hint.
What? Anyway, I just think that Drew should have been off TV for a couple of weeks and come back with that letter and actually have him read it. And just smirk into Teddy Long's face the whole time he's reading it.
Playa.
Playa. Although I don't know how to say that with his brogue. And Kofi, who wants him to hand it over, so either Kofi takes the double arm DDT, or when Drew goes for the belt, he takes an SOS or a Trouble in Paradise. Boom. Feud.
Yes.
But instead, we have nothing. We have
exactly.
Nothing.
That's well said. Yeah.
And because of something that happened later in the show, which is I think what you're going to jump to,
we had even more nothing.
Well, the women's
not
match,
really more of not nothing, and something kind of serious too.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Let's rewind back to the show where I said, "Shut up." There was a match between Beth Phoenix versus Team Lay Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Layla is your new women's champion. I'll be honest, it's much better than fucking Michelle McRibs.
Oh, McRib went out of style. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. By the way,
one of the
McCool,
few things they can do that makes you wonder why isn't Kelly Kelly the women's champion?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's simple. And she's not fucking The Undertaker.
Yeah, well, yes.
Well.
And plus, Kelly actually tries.
And for the record, Rob, this will probably piss you off even more. You realize that two Diva Search winners now hold the two women's belts?
That's your Nito stat of the night right there.
actual winners. That's what makes that impressive, because they hire so many Diva Search rejects, but they actually have the winners being winners.
Right. And that's why I'm mentioning that specifically, especially after WrestleCrap had a big thing about Diva Search versus Tough Enough 04 versus NXT. And to that I say, well, at least NXT is open-ended enough that most of these guys are going to find their way on the program anyway. You know, one guy's going to get a contract, sure. But most of the guys are going to find their way on. They'll find other means. Face or heel, there's more than one way to get into a WWE show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No excuse.
But the underlying story, sorry to interrupt, but the underlying story between all this, Steph was working with a torn ACL.
Ouch.
Means she joins Melina on the shelf.
ACL out for a year.
And the women's division becomes nothing, essentially.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
The phone and call back Mickie James.
Yeah.
I'll pay the money to see Beth Phoenix versus Melina in a hospital brawl.
Bedpan match. There you go.
Tony Schiavone's got to call the match.
It'll be the greatest match in the history of our industry.
I get Dusty Rhodes to call it.
Call it like I see it.
You got a bag seeker.
Best one on the each other with a big hand.
On the mothership right here, maybe going to the pay window.
She got a bicycle.
I don't know where he got the bicycle from.
I'm on a horse anyway.
All right, we need to move on to Pick'ems.
Or as I call them, Pixies.
Yep, Pick'ems. So, Josh, wake up!
Kick him. Stab him.
I can't. Prod
him. Tase him.
I'm not topping the guy.
But it's a Philly way, you know.
Oi, fat boy, get your nose out of the book.
Let's move on and embarrass ourselves further.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take much here.
9 matches, 10 points.
Okay.
No, actually, screw it. 9 matches, 9 points.
Okay.
That bad of a card. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Beer Money versus the Guns versus Team 3D. Winner gets a shot at the tag titles. Who you got, Nikki?
Are the band considered faces or heels?
Does it matter?
That's true.
I believe they're heels.
Team 3D.
Typo.
3D.
Jim.
Let's go with the Dudleys.
Team 3D. Trista?
Beer Money, I guess.
Josh says the Guns. And I say Team 3D.
Mm-hmm.
The Band versus Ink Ink. Jesse Neal and Shannon Moore. Who wins? Trista?
Not Shannon Moore's team.
Faithful.
Don't turn your back on the Wolf Pack.
I mean the Band. Doesn't matter. Jim?
Strike up the Band.
Nikki?
Much as I want Shannon and Jesse to get those belts off the Band right away, it ain't gonna happen. The Band.
Scott Hall's been a good, clean soldier. Got his life together. He can actually wear his old tights and actually, you know, not look like Elvis, so it's going to be the Band.
That's an image I don't want.
Madison Rain versus Tara. Title versus career for the Women's Knockout Championship. Who do you got, Nikki?
Madison Rain, because Tara's got a foot out the door.
Jim.
She called it Rain.
Typo.
This is classic weird swerve territory, but I'm not going to bite, so Madison Rain.
Krista?
What they said.
I'm biting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Tara here.
You'd take her anywhere.
No, she's too old for my taste.
Okay, moving on.
I mean, she's a MILF, but not a MILF.
They're digressing. We're running short on time.
Mom.
Yeah. In one word or less, Rob Terry versus Orlando Jordan. Krista.
What?
In one word or less.
Bisexual?
That's a word.
It's one word. It's a hyphenated word.
Oh, it's hyphenated word, then doesn't matter.
Stop that.
No, bisexual is one word. It's good. Typho.
Freak.
Jim.
I could be either one.
Jordan.
Nikki.
British.
Muscles.
Yes, them too.
Let's see what we got here. Desmond Wolf versus Abyss. Nikki?
Wolf.
Who'd you say?
I said Wolf.
Okay. Jim?
Abyss.
Hey, Phil.
Inmate Chris Park.
Trista.
Nigel McGuinness.
Nigel McGuinness. For the record, Josh says Madison Rain, Orlando Jordan, and Desmond Wolf. Kazarian versus Douglas Williams, the finest thing in life for the TNA X Division title. Who do you got, Trista?
Who is it?
Trista, Douglas Williams versus Kazarian.
Oh, I like Kazarian. I'll take him.
Typho.
I'm going to go with Williams.
Jim.
My last name.
Nikki.
Yeah, Williams.
I'm going with Williams, too. And so is Josh. Mr. Anderson versus Jeff Hardy. Nikki?
Jeff.
Josh. Jim?
Hardy.
Typho.
Hardy.
Trista?
I guess Hardy?
Anderson, and Josh agrees. Rob Van Dam versus AJ Styles for the World Championship. Who do you got? Trista.
RVD.
Typho.
Mr. Thursday Night.
Jim.
The whole effing show.
Nikki.
The fans. I mean, Ben Meister, no matter how crappy his intro music is.
AJ Styles is not the winner.
Oh, thank you.
RVD wins, and Josh agrees. Finally, Sting versus Jarrett. Trista.
Sting versus Jarrett?
Yeah.
Do you still do that thing where if you don't pick, you get half a point?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
Sting.
All right.
Typho.
Sting.
Jim.
Makeup wearer.
Sting.
Thank you.
Nikki.
Yeah, that sounds about right, Sting.
Yeah.
I'm going with Jarrett, and so does Josh, and we are out of time. Wasn't that a fun show?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Thank you, Nikki Hammond, Typho, Trista, and Jim Williams. My name is Robert Salmon says, if you don't have time to think twice, then you're dead.
And dig
balls.
Good night.